Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. So I have been, of course, busy with creating this event, the SoCal Podcast Explosion, of course, with some other people. But I did not want to totally neglect my show here. And I know it's been a little bit challenging for me to get on and all that, but I'm going to continue because I was planning on being on yesterday. Of course, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. So we are just going to have some scriptures. I'll probably break them up because I got a lot of scriptures that I'm going to go over, but we'll probably just stick with a few. I'm not really sure how many of them I will do, but we'll see. I'll be in Philippians, and I have Philippians 3, 13 through 14, and then Philippians 2, verses 1 through 13. So we'll see how far we get, and then maybe later I will jump over to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 16 through the 18th verses. I may have to do that on Monday, or we'll see if I can pick it up on tomorrow on Sunday. So anyway, it's getting closer to the SoCal Podcast Explosion. Of course, you guys know that already. And I'm thoroughly excited about it. And before I get too far into my message, I do want to say, if you come out, I hope I get to meet you, because I'm looking forward to meeting some digital broadcasters and podcasters and people in the Southern California area. And I'm also looking forward to meeting some other podcasters that will be coming into the area. So I am super duper duper excited. So this is an amazing opportunity. I'm so thrilled about it. So I hope that if you're going to be in the Southern California area, please do come on by, stop by and hang out for a little bit, talk to people, get a chance to meet some people and get a chance to just know other people in the area. So I'm looking forward to this. I am planning that this will be an annual event every year. So that is my goal. So remember, it's going to be at the Grafton Hotel, 8462 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069, from 6 to 11 at the Grafton Hotel Bar 20 Restaurant. And of course, it is always free to attend. So I hope that you guys, when you guys come and hear the messages and the music, that perhaps you as a listener might be inspired to start your own show and start going out and telling people about your story and how things have impacted you and how you can be helpful to other people, because you just never know who's listening and who you can spark that flame inside of them to do something amazing. And hopefully I am doing that and inspiring and encouraging somebody somewhere to go out there and put their message out, no matter what it is. Everybody has a story, but not everybody is bold enough to stand up and share their story. So it does take boldness, it does take being courageous, and it does take a lot of stepping out on faith and pushing that fear to the side so you can do what the Lord would have you to do. I was good with the God. I get my lips twisted so many times, but I'm okay because I understand that I'm giving you guys the real. This is not edited, so this is the unedited version of Tanika Drake going out here talking to you with her mouth twisted and everything, but at least you guys get the real, okay, from me. So we're gonna go and have prayer, jump into a little bit of scripture, and then we'll have some encouragement in this message and we'll talk a little bit. I will return.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Gloria TP5 from Grown Up Eruptions, telling y'all that you better tune in to God's Gift Through His Word. Say what's up to Tanika Drake and tell her I sent you, all right? Because the girl got it going on with the scriptures, very peaceful and gentle. And the girl knows what she's talking about the verses. I'm a youngin', and I know it's a little hard to understand the Bible, but she makes it easy and simple. So y'all better tune in to God's Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake, y'all. Peace and love, and remember, God is always, always, always on time.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. This is Tanika Drake. So we're going to go into prayer. We'll have a short, some short scriptures. I'm not going to do from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 16 through 18, or Philippians 2, 1 through 13, but I might do it on tomorrow. So we're just going to stick with Philippians 3, 13 through 14. So let's go into prayer, and then we'll read, and of course, we'll have our little message like we like to have. So let's go into prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for such another amazing day. Lord God, thank you that you have given me a purpose. And Lord God, it is to always continuously share your word the best way I know how. Lord, I pray for new understanding, Lord God, and help me to really get a way, Lord God, that I can share the way you would want me to. Lord God, help the Holy Spirit reveal to me things that I may not know and understand. But Lord, in your word it says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. And Lord, that is what I want to do. I seek to get a better understanding and grasp of your holy word. So Lord God, as I share it on today, Lord God, I don't take it lightly. And Lord, I pray that someone who is going to be listening to this, Lord God, will be touched, will be helped, and Lord God can understand and hear, Lord God, that you are with them and that you can help them in all that they're doing. And Lord, that we don't twist the scripture. And Lord, help me to stay focused on you as I do my best to impart and share the word. Lord God, it is my humble prayer, Lord God, for all those who I have come in contact with, either by podcasting in person or by any other type of digital media, Lord God, that I would be impactful in some kind of way in helping them to be encouraged and walk stronger in their faith. Lord God, help me to be stronger in my faith as well. Lord God, please forgive me for all the sins that I have committed and that have come against you. And Lord, help me to repent and walk better, Lord God, walk stronger. I can't do this without you, Lord God. And I just know I need you, and I thank you for your son, Lord God, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for not just me, Lord, but for all those who would believe on him. So, Lord God, I thank you for it. Help me once again to remove things that are not of you. And, Lord God, I thank you for the SoCal Podcast Explosion. I thank you for all those attached to this event. And, Lord God, I'm praying that the SoCal Podcast Explosion would be very, very impactful and would have an amazing turnout of support, Lord God. And I just want to put you up above everything and give you the glory. Lord, I thank you for the other events coming, the Purple event and the book signing. Lord God, I lift those up to you as well. Everything that I do, Lord God, let it be a testament to who you are and to glorify you. In the precious name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. So we're going to jump over to Philippians the third chapter, 13 through 14. So the verses aren't that long, so we'll just be quick. So it says in verse 13, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So we as believers, we have a job, and our end goal is to, of course, is to live holy lives acceptable to the Lord. But our race is to also share the good news of Jesus Christ. And that, of course, is the gospel, and that we also need to be sharing that we are all sinners and we all need Jesus, our Savior and Lord. And while you are on mission to share out the gospel and share the word and go into people's lives and find ways to evangelize and to share and disciple others, do not get sidetracked or distracted. And anytime you start moving towards your goal and your purpose that God has put on you, know that you're going to have something or somebody or some bodies that are going to come against you and throw things at you that are going to try and get you off target, get you off track, get you off focus, that you look over at a different direction than where you're at. Staying on that front line, staying the course as what you need to do and not veer off to a detour or think about other things. Whatever is coming towards you, and I'm talking about anything, there could be good things that are coming, but those aren't the best things. And we always want to focus on the best things when it comes to the Lord and comes to the Word, that you focus on those best things and the good things and other things that are coming to distract you. Push those away for now, push those aside and get back on track, because you don't want to lose your focus. And as you read, and if you've read Philippians, you get to read about how Paul, even him being under house arrest, he doesn't stop his own goal. And his goal is, of course, to share the gospel. He doesn't stop because he's under house arrest. He doesn't stop because he's got these circumstances, a situation he has found himself in. He goes and he encourages and he impresses upon all those that will listen about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that they continue to press forward and don't stop, and that God can help them in getting the word out. And we need to be bold getting the word out and encouraging others and empowering others to share the gospel. As always, we always need to do that. And you know, before I get off of this message, because I really have enjoyed reading a lot of the word, and I don't know, for a while, before last year and this year, I know that when I was reading the word, I was reading it and maybe not having a really great understanding, but I'm very glad for the small steps and the small leaps that I've been getting in the word and the growth, and just, it's just good. I can tell from myself, from like even years and years ago, the difference in the understanding. And yes, it changes a lot when you get a better grasp and understanding of the word, and then you don't just pass over things. You can really sit down and break down little passages, even if it takes a minute to go through a certain set of words, or having to go back and check out chronologically or historically where something comes from. That's part of the work we have to do. And you guys don't make fun of me. In order to unpack and unfold some of the things that the Lord has given to us. Lord, help my mouth. Anyway, I wanted to share, because I know I only said I was going to share from Philippians, and that's true, but I just saw this passage because I have my word open, and I wanted to share something else that Paul was sharing to the people he was writing to. And I'm going to share from chapter 4, and this is in Philippians, the 4th chapter, and the 8th through the 9th verses. So it says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." That is so encouraging for me to read, that he had all these things to say that we focus on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think on these things, focus on those things, and the God of peace will be with you. I think that's something to really think about, that you think about these different types of, I don't know, not just adjectives that he was using to describe things, but notions and things of natural physicality, and of course things spiritually. We need to focus on those things and not have our thoughts, you know, go so far and veer off of the Lord that we get despondent and sad and start to have anxiety and worry and murmur and complain and all of those things. Think on things that are good, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. And so it's just like, there is so much in the Word that we can take for encouragement. Now, of course, the Bible itself has a lot of harsh things in it too. Like, we're not just going to focus on just the encouraging and the exhortation and the empowering and the courageousness and boldness that is, of course, deeply inside of the Word. But also, we have some hard things, that there's hard lessons that the Lord wants to teach us, that we learn from, and that there is always something in the Word that you can glean from and take and apply to your own life. Even when you see and you hear about Paul, and he's telling us how to be, and he's telling the brothers that he was talking to at that time, he was telling them what to think on. And we can take those same things that he was telling them, and we can think on those things too. We can think on things that are true and noble, and we can focus our minds on those things, because, you know, the Lord is amazing, and we cannot get distracted by so much negativity and craziness from the outside world that we forget whose we are and whom we have our trust in. You know, God is such an amazing, amazing entity, and our Heavenly Father is just nothing like us. And, you know, I have to sometimes stop for a minute and think, like, I don't even know truly how good God is. Some of us think we know how good God is, but sometimes we have no idea. God has saved us from a lot of terrible, horrible things that could have happened to us every second and minute of the day. If you are being protected, you got to thank God when you go out into the world and you come back home safely and you find that you haven't lost your house under water, under fire. And if you have, even, you could still say, Lord, I'm alive. And Lord, I got to give you praises. You got to give him praise, because everything that we do, everything, anytime you look at your life and you think that your life is so bad and horrible, let me tell you something. God has spared you long enough that you have breath in your body. You got to be thankful. You can walk, talk, speak, sing, on key and off key, doesn't really matter, but you can do those things. You can do those things. You can do those things. So with the abilities that God has given you, how are you using that for the kingdom? How are you using what you have for his glory? What are you doing? If you're listening to this show, you know that I am doing my best to use what I have and my abilities and my capabilities to share with you on today. But that doesn't mean I'm the only one. There are a lot of us and a lot of you guys tuned in that have a job to do. Now, whether, I don't know what that job is, but whether you have started doing it or you're a little bit hesitant, like, I don't know if I want to talk about God because people will start, you know, getting upset and stuff, and people are going to get upset regardless. This Word is very powerful, and it causes people to look at themselves really and be like, wow, I am a horrible person and I do really bad things. So the Bible will cut you deep, but at the same time, I've been learning that as it cuts you and it corrects you and it starts to pull and weed out those things that are not of God, it also restores you, encourages you, empowers you, helps you to get your faith strong and walk tall and in boldness and courageousness. I see that. So I'm going to get out of here, but I did just want to stop by and share that, because today's Saturday, and usually it's my FYI Saturday, but I'm not going to be starting cuffing season until probably the very end of the month, maybe, yeah. the end of the month, so I can have something set out for the following Saturday. So I just want you guys to be encouraged that you just continue to press on towards your goal regardless, and keep the Heavenly Father above all things. Remind yourself whose you are. Remind yourself who died on the cross for you. Remind yourself that the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins was that of our Savior Jesus Christ. And we are all sinners and we all need a Savior. And without Jesus Christ, you cannot get to the Heavenly Father. So accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, into your mind, and you need to be saved. You know, it's only through being saved by grace, through faith, that you can even have any of the salvation that is going to be provided to you. So I just want to encourage you on today. Believe on Jesus Christ. Believe on Him. Believe in the Word. Believe God's Word is truth, 100% truth. Believe it. So I hope that as I have shared with you, and as you have read just a little bit with me, that you understand that Paul, even in his own terrible situation that he found himself in, and he found himself in a lot of very dire situations, that he left a goal. And he was talking about the race that we have to do as Christians and as believers, that we share the gospel and that we don't get off course and that we don't get off track, and that we continue to share and be bold in doing so and have the courage to do it. So I'm going to get out of here. I thank you. I think I've said that about a few times. You're like, you haven't got out of here yet. Okay, well, this is it. This is it. So I want you guys to be encouraged on today. I want you guys to remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. And remember to stay tuned in to have that message at the end about the SoCal podcast explosion. And if you're interested, or you'll be in the Southern California area, stop by. Come on through. It is a free event to attend. So I hope even if you're in another state, you can come on through. If you're going to be in this area, I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to talking to you, and I hope that you will come out and enjoy, listen, and meet some great new people and hear some messages of inspiration and encouragement. Take care, be blessed, motivated, and inspired, and thank you so much for tuning into God's Gift Through His Word with your lovely host, Tanika Drake. Take care, everyone.
Wow, I can't wait. I hope that you guys have a video feed for this as well, because I'd like to see the whole thing going on. But I'm definitely going to be tuning in to SoCal with you and YoVD and whoever else signed up for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you live in the Southern California area, you better get your butt over there in October. I can't wait. I'm so happy. Tanika, many blessings to you and your family, and thank you for stopping by. I so appreciate that. As always, I wish you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. It's your girl, Guru. Peace.
Hey, Miss Tanika, what's going on, girl? You know I had to give you a call back and rock your world and say thank you so much. You know, every time I hear your lovely voice, I just seem to blush and I can't get enough. I figured I'd give you a little call back and do it a little different for you, something you've never had before from me, a brighter day instrumental, baby. So let's get it, all right? Oh, yeah, I said, hey, I said, hey, I said, hey. Yeah, I said, hey, Miss Tanika, it's nice to meet you. You a radiant positive light. I love everything you do, day or night. I think that I'm with you. Everything is all right. I hope you having a beautiful day, as beautiful as you, because you deserve the best out of life, and it's true. I hope you understand that I appreciate you, even if I don't always get over to your station to make you smile. Just know that I'm thinking of you and everything that I do. I hope you having a great day, Miss Tanika. That's all I wanted to say. Hey.
Hey, my sister Tamika Drake, God bless you. It's so good to hear from you and to know that you're doing well. I appreciate the shout out, and I hope that you're having a blessed day today. I speak blessings over your ministry, over all the work of your hands, everything that God's put in your heart to do. I just believe along with you that it will be made a manifest reality, and a lot of people will be blessed in the process. Glory to God. Yes, I've been very busy, as I know you have also. And I have not even had very much of an opportunity to listen to podcasts as I used to do, or to make podcasts as regularly as I used to do. But I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to keep going for it. And I want you to do the same, okay? Remember, the Word of God says in Hebrews, "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." God bless you, sister. We'll see you.
Hey, you are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake. Stick around, have a couple announcements, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word. I finally have an update for you. The SoCal Podcast Explosion will be held at the Grafton Hotel at Bar 20. The time will be from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. The address is 8462 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. You must be 18 of age to attend and 21 years of age to participate in any type of alcoholic beverages. And I encourage you to please drink responsibly. So, without further ado, it will be here October 23rd, which is a Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. I'm so super duper excited. So come on out. It's a free event. There is parking either on the side street or you can get valet parking. I'm hoping to see you there, and it's about to be here. Get ready to learn. If you don't know how to podcast or get your message out there, this is the place for you. So share it with your friends, share it with your loved one, share it with anyone who has a message. So I'll get out of here. You guys take care, and I can't wait to see you at the SoCal Podcast Explosion, October 23rd in West Hollywood, California. God bless your hearts.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay with Walk of Truth Radio Podcast, and I want you to come listen to Walk of Truth Radio with Pastor Jay. That's me. And you can get Bible study lessons, sermons, Real Talk Weekend, and a daily encouraging word. Please check us out. Subscribe, share, and listen. And again, I always want you to be at peace, be encouraged, and be blessed. And I'll see you on the other side.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed God's gift through His Word. Please don't forget to check me out on all the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbean, ListenNotes.com, LoftyCast.com, Radio Public, of course, and Spotify. There are tons more podcast platforms. You can definitely check me out on any of those that you feel to do. And please do not forget to get social with me. You can find me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Let me know how you found me. Let me know how we can get connected. And maybe you can also be a guest on the show. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon, whenever you tune into God's gift to His Word, from all the different countries and from all the different places where you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find this inspiring, hope you find it motivating, and I hope it helps you just a little bit walk a little stronger in your faith with the Lord. Have an amazing day. Remember to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care, and thank you for tuning in.